It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Farmers in Wisconsin and across the country are monitoring the debate on Capitol Hill this week over the future of the Farm Bill.
After two intense days of negotiations, the House Rules Committee advanced a resolution last night allowing debate on the Farm Bill to move forward. If the House passes the massive piece of legislation this week, it goes on to the Senate for consideration.
With about 800 pages and hundreds of amendments, the Farm Bill governs major programs including crop payments, conservation incentives, rural development, and SNAP food assistance.
The Farm Bill typically passes every 5 years, but lawmakers haven't passed this multi-year law since 2018.
A group of organizations representing Wisconsin's ag industry signed on to a multi-state letter urging the bill's passage, and we're hearing from two Wisconsin groups that signed on to the letter. First, Grace Howe is here, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association. Grace, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi there. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on today.
So lawmakers have relied on these temporary extensions as negotiations continue. What is the pressure like from Wisconsin for Congress to act?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association is a trade association that represents about 230 agribusinesses across the state. So our members are the folks that are supplying goods and services to farmers to help them, you know, grow crops. But, you know, a lot of people think that the Farm Bill is something that directly impacts farmers, and it certainly does, but it also has a major impact on our members, the agribusinesses that supply fertilizer, seed, and crop protection to farmers. So when farmers face uncertainty like they are today, that uncertainty flows upstream through the entire system, affecting our members as well.
The current Farm Bill extension doesn't expire until September 30th. How crucial is it for this massive piece of legislation to get passed in the House and move on to the Senate?
Yeah, I mean, it's important for our members. You know, they're keeping a close eye on what's going on in D.C. this week with the Farm Bill. You know, we're still operating under extensions of the 2018 Farm Bill, and a lot of things in the economy have changed since 2018. So it's hard to operate under the 2018 Farm Bill extensions in 2026 with more uncertainty and less stability and, you know, changes in prices all the time. So extremely important.
Changes in prices. Yesterday, the national average cost of gasoline hit its highest price since the start of the war with Iran. What impact are these fuel costs having on the businesses that you represent?
Yeah, you know, our businesses are concerned about input costs, you know, fuel being one of them, but, you know, with the fertilizer markets kind of where they're at right now, input costs are extremely high, you know, and that affects the farmers at the end of the day. But it's a major concern for our members as well, is how they're going to get these goods and services to farmers to keep them in operation.
And as the price of crude oil is rising steadily, what is the effect on ethanol producers in the state?
Yeah, in Wisconsin, we've got 8 ethanol plants, you know, not quite as big as some of our neighboring states like Iowa and Illinois, but ethanol is a huge market here in Wisconsin's ag industry. And I think that, you know, some of these Farm Bill provisions could certainly help that industry as well. But they're experiencing a lot of uncertainty and validity as well. So
we saw last night the House Rules Committee including language that would tack on a bill to allow year-round E15 ethanol fuel sales to the Farm Bill. And this, you know, Republican Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin, he's worked on this to push for the sale of E15 ethanol year-round. Could a change in ethanol sales make up for other rising input costs?
You know, I don't know if it'll certainly completely change the scope, but I think it's certainly going to help producers, you know, and those 8 ethanol plants in the state are members of our association. So, you know, ethanol is huge. Year-round E15 is something that is probably long overdue. You know, Congress has been working on this for a lot of years, and whether it gets passed through the Farm Bill or on its own as a standoff bill in the House, you know, we're really backing you know, our federal associations that are helping push this along.
Grace, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Grace Howe is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association, and we've been talking about the Farm Bill debate in Congress and challenges affecting Wisconsin's ag communities. Now let's turn to Doug Rebout, Janesville farmer and president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. Doug, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me back.
Agriculture Department Secretary Brooke Rollins paid a visit to Wisconsin this week, urging for the passage of the Farm Bill. What do you make of the movement we're seeing, even in the last 24 hours or so?
I mean, any movement out there in Washington, D.C. is good, because this is something that we've been working on and trying to get through, you know, since 2023 when the old one expired. So it's something that we need to get through, and we're hoping that both Congress and Senate can pass this.
What in the bill are you hoping makes it through debate in Congress? Can you give an example?
There's so many things.
I bet.
One of them, you know, as when you were talking with Grace, you know, talking about the impact of prices to farmers. So we need to have our enhancements to improve access to credit for farmers. Because with the way things are going right now, with the economy and price of everything, we need to make sure that we've got that access to credit so we can continue growing these great crops that we grow. And then also, you know, the expansion and diversification of our markets. You know, we are very good at what we do and, you know, growing these great crops. And we need to find more markets, both domestically and internationally, for the use of, you know, crops like soybeans.
Growers, you've touched on some of this, but growers are facing weak crop prices, the uncertainty around tariffs and export markets, elevated lending costs. You mentioned access to credit, you know, some of these challenges. How is the farmer safety net under the current Farm Bill, and what could change?
Well, I mean, there is like you said, an umbrella or, you know, something there for farmers right now. But we need to, there's a lot of farmers that are having a hard time getting access to credit because we do not have the backing or that stability right now. So through the Farm Bill, we're hoping that there is more access and more security for the banks, so the banks can, you know, feel more comfortable loaning the money to the farmers.
We've heard about oil prices, of course, nearly double what they were at the start of the year. How are your rising input costs affecting your ability to prepare for the growing season?
Well, at this time of year, we have to pay these prices. It's going to be at the end of the year or as we go through the year. We're not going to have that extra money to make improvements on our farm, you know, buy that piece of equipment or improve our grain setups and stuff like that. So by having these higher prices, whether it's fuel or the fertilizer, that's taking away from our local communities because we don't have that money to spend back in our local communities at that point. And that's what farmers do. We're very good at supporting our communities and spending money there when we have it.
And Doug, you've had quite a time with the weather recently, these heavy rains this spring that have delayed planting for some farmers in portions of the state. Of course, Janesville area really hard hit with some major flooding in recent weeks. Could a new Farm Bill help with expanded crop insurance support, for instance, or disaster assistance?
Yes. Like you said, down here in Janesville on Friday night, we had in our area, we had 8 inches of rain in 2 hours, and that wreaked havoc in our fields. So just having those programs out there to disaster relief programs available to us so we can get back some of that money because, you know, we're spending extra time out in the fields right now. repairing the damage that was done. So having those programs to help us is benefit or is, you know, critical to farmers.
How are your fields doing?
Oh, we have washes all over. We've been going around fields doing a lot of disking with all these washes, which, you know, we're no-till or minimum till here, but we have to work up the fields because when rains come that hard, it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to have washes.
Now, late last year, the Trump administration said it would give $12 billion to farmers to help, you know, bridge payments through market disruptions by tariffs. Have you heard our farmers receiving this money?
Yes, farmers have received, you know, payments from that bridge assistance program, and yeah, it's helpful. You know, helping farmers pay for their fertilizer and seed that, you know, we need, especially at this time of year. So yes, farmers have received that, but we're hoping through the farm bill that we build up programs where we can actually get paid for our products and maybe help bring some of our input prices down, so we don't have to rely on programs like the Bridge Assistance Program.
We've just talked a lot about the instabilities that are facing farmers. You've made a number of examples. What are your expectations for this year's growing season?
Oh, it's hard to tell. You know, of course, farmers were optimistic. We're always thinking it's going to be that great year and everything. Mm-hmm. And so that's the attitude that we have to have right now is we're going to get our crops in, we're going to get those perfect rains, and we're going to have a great season.
Well, I hope that is the case, Doug. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Doug Rebout, Janesville farmer, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. We've been talking about the farm bill that GOP leaders are hoping to advance in the House this week. We're watching that and how its passage could affect Wisconsin's rural communities. We previously spoke with Wisconsin Agribusiness Association Executive Director Grace Howe.